This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Roots on fire. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network. Welcome. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show, raw and unfiltered. USA Radio, flagship station, 790 AM. K-Bed in Las Vegas, the great Edward Stoltz at the ship's command. And, of course, USA Radio, run by Fred Weinberg, who gave my shot in national syndication radio. Thank you, Fred. I've got my commentary coming out. Actually, it came out today, this morning, at the Gateway Pundit, one of the top five conservative trafficked websites in the United States of America. And it is entitled, Kamala Harris is the Perfect Choice for VP. The Perfect Choice for VP. Let me read it to you. Kamala? Really? Well, one thing is clear. Michelle said no. Maybe even hell no. Don't get me wrong. Kamala Harris is the perfect choice for basement Biden's VP if your only criteria is black female. Because other than that, Kamala offers nothing to Biden, as in zero, zip, nada. The Kamala Harris VP choice is one of the great head-scratchers in presidential political history. It just doesn't make sense. Except, of course, Biden wanted and needed a black female. Remember, only 24 hours before announcing Kamala as his VP choice, 100 black male leaders in the fields of politics, business, and entertainment sent Biden a letter demanding a black female VP choice, or he'd surely lose the election. Enter Kamala. She's certainly got the credentials if your only criteria is black female. So let's look at what Kamala actually brings to the Democrat presidential ticket. First, she's unlikable. Kamala shares the lead in a space formerly owned exclusively by Hillary, the unlikable space. Pretty much everyone who knows Kamala doesn't like her. She's mean and nasty. She was intolerably nasty to Joe Biden in the Democrat presidential debates. Her style was so unattractive to voters, she was forced to end her campaign soon thereafter. Secondly, that brings up her presidential campaign results. Biden desperately needs star power and energy. His ship is sinking. Even those 100 black male leaders recognized that reality. But Kamala already ran for president. Democrat voters roundly and soundly already rejected her. Remarkably, black Democrat voters overwhelmingly rejected her. She didn't get one delegate. She was an awful failure as a candidate. How could she help Biden when she couldn't help herself? Third, remarkably, Kamala has made nasty negative comments about Biden. Comments that will be used nonstop in President Trump's television commercials. She intimated that Biden is a racist and stated publicly that she believes Biden's accusers charging him with inappropriate touching. I can't wait to see that in a TV commercial. Fourth, she has the most liberal voting record in the U.S. Senate to the left of Bernie Sanders. She supports Medicare for All, open borders, the insane Green New Deal, they should call it that, the insane Green New Deal, free college, and gun confiscation. Her ideas are radical and extreme left. Her policies would bankrupt America, so we know conservatives despise Kamala, yet somehow Bernie Sanders liberals despise her too. She's a very unpopular pick with the noisy radical left of the Democrat Party and the young vote of the Democrat Party. Like I said, she joins Hillary in the category of thoroughly unlikable to everyone. That's a unique talent. Congratulations, Kamala. Fifth, here comes her record as a prosecutor. This could be why the left hates her and the young people of the Democrat Party hate her. But doesn't everyone hate a hypocrite? She laughed when admitting she smoked marijuana while putting almost 2,000 marijuana users in prison. Bernie's voters aren't laughing. Sixth, her very public sexual affair with the married Willie Brown make her quite possibly the biggest turnoff in history for Christian voters. But hey, give the Democrats credit. In 4 years, they've gone from a female candidate known for having a husband who cheated on her to a candidate known for cheating with married men. I guess that's progress. I've saved the best for last. I'm no prude when it comes to sex. I was the Libertarian vice presidential nominee in 2008. As a Libertarian, I believe what you do in the bedroom is your business, as long as it doesn't cost taxpayers a dime. Kamala chose to have an affair with a married man 30 years older than her. No problem. Her business. Kamala chose a powerful politician. No problem. Her business. Kamala got major political appointments to California commissions that paid her over $400,000 to start a career. Now that's a problem. That's our business. Every taxpayer has a right to find that a disgraceful scenario. I believe it's the definition of a ripoff. It's corruption. It's political patronage. It's massive conflicts of interest. It may constitute fraud. Theft of taxpayer money. If you screw somebody and then you give them $400,000 worth of jobs, that's fraud as far as I'm concerned. Think about this for a moment. Let's flip the script. We know the media went insane with hysteria over private citizen Donald Trump's affair with Stormy Daniels from a decade ago when Trump held no government position and paid her with his own private money. Where's the crime? There was none. What would the media say if President Trump had an affair with a woman 30 years younger and gave her two cushy government commission jobs, paying out hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayer money as president? I can't imagine the furor. I know we'd be having impeachment hearings right now. Now skip ahead 20 years and imagine if that same gal Trump had the affair with, who accepted, say, I don't know, $500,000, by now it might be with inflation, $750,000 of taxpayer money as a result of having sex with a powerful politician, was now on a Republican presidential ticket. The woman, the one who had sex, the one who took all those jobs and all that money, she's on the presidential ticket. Oh boy, that's Kamala. Biden picture knowing all of that? If you've ever questioned his judgment and massive decline of cognitive skills, this is the proof positive. Biden clearly has no idea what he's doing, but he sure made the perfect VP pick if the only criteria is black female, or if the definition of perfect is perfect for Trump. Game, set, match for President Trump. Thank you, Basement Biden. We greatly appreciate the help. That's my commentary coming out on... Well, it came out this morning, and it may be the commentary I use for newspapers around the country on Sunday, too. We'll see. I may write something different. I may keep it. We'll see. Depends how busy I get between now and Friday. That's the obvious truth. That's the truth, the honest truth. I can't tell you any more truthful. People say, how do you write your columns? Well, I write one on Monday. I write one on Tuesday. I might write one on Wednesday. I might never write another one. I get too busy, and I use one of them for Sunday's national column. Or I might write a new one on Friday. We'll see. Let's, just to show you I'm right, by the way, here's a headline. Progressive sour at Kamala Harris. The contempt for the base is wow. That's how they sum it up. I'll get to that in a little while. Trump himself's laughing at Kamala. She was my number one draft pick. I love it. How liberal is she when I say she's number one most liberal? First of all, her voting record is rated number one most liberal out of everyone in the entire 100-person United States Senate. More liberal than Bernie Sanders. And then Kamala Harris, in a Senate hearing, compared ICE. She compared ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, to the KKK. That's how liberal she is. We'll bury her with that in TV commercials. If we have to. I don't even know if you have to, because in the end, all anyone cares about is Biden. No one really cares about the VP. This is the first time ever there's someone who might care about the VP, because, of course, the VP could become president very quickly, because Biden is basically, you know, not there anymore. He's got dementia, clearly. Kamala Harris brings extreme gun control position to the Biden ticket. Another interesting article. We'll get to that a little bit later. MSNBC says young Democrat voters are disappointed in Harris as the VP pick. Interesting. Here's another headline. Never forget, the Senate voted unanimously to rebuke the anti-Christian remarks by Kamala Harris and support religious freedom in the United States. They're talking about the fact that... She tried to stop the nomination of a Trump judge because he belonged to the Knights of Columbus, which is a Catholic organization, a charitable organization, organization that does wonderful things for people in need and for charity. And she tried to say that if you believe in that, we don't want you as a judge. Here's the article about her voting record that I think you need to hear. GovTrack, the nonpartisan GovTrack, as in government track, website rated Senator Kamala Harris the most left-wing member of the Senate in 2019, further left than socialist Bernie Sanders. In 2018, she was ranked fourth most liberal or left-wing. But by 2019, the year she spent running for president, Harris had moved to the furthest left-wing extreme. She was an early co-sponsor of the Senate version of the Green New Deal of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as well as the Medicare for All bill of Bernie Sanders, which would have eliminated all private health insurance. She supported granting free health care to illegal aliens, slashing military budgets, and other radical proposals. Here's the ranking, by the way. The number 90 out of 100, so right at the bottom, is Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland. And then comes number 91, Richard Durbin of Illinois. He's the he's right at the bottom, number 9, I guess you'd say, number 9, most liberal. And then number 8 is Amy Klobuchar. Number 7 is Richard Blumenthal, Democrat of Connecticut. Number 6 is Senator Ed Markey, a Democrat of Massachusetts. Number 5 is Mazie Hirono, Democrat of Hawaii. Number 4, Cory Booker, Democrat of New Jersey. Number 3, Jeff Merkley, never heard of him, Democrat of Oregon, totally non-existent, anonymous guy. Just what you expect from Oregon. Number 2 is Kirsten Gillibrand, number 2 most liberal. She's at 0.03. And then number 1 most liberal, actually number 1 and 2, I'm sorry, I got a little bit off. Second most liberal is Bernie Sanders, as you might expect, 0.02. And then the only way you could be worse than that is to be rated 0. Senator Kamala Harris is number 100 out of 100 senators, as in the most liberal. She's 0.00. She never once, ever voted for something considered a conservative in her entire life, not once. And I would guess the reason Bernie Sanders gets that 0.02 is he's liberal, you know, he's communist on every topic except one, guns. For some strange reason, he likes guns and believes in the Second Amendment. He probably voted for one pro-gun bill in the entire year. That gave him a 0.02. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All 3 free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember this special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Unique items for strange times. That's PatriotDepot.com. For instance, when you and your friend are playing your favorite drinking games via social media while listening to Joe Biden babble about nothing, you can win in style with your Trump 45 bullet shot glass and then cope with that hangover by pouring some coffee in your Trump camper mug. PatriotDepot.com is the place to find these and more. Remember promo code USA. They even have the Trump lawn gnome to keep you company. This is the site for all of your favorite MAGA merchandise. So many other exciting products are at PatriotDepot.com or call 844-377-8052 using the promo code USA for a great discount. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. And don't forget the promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I've got so many friends sending me memes about Kamala Harris. You have no idea, and I'm not going to say a word about any of them. It can only get all of us in trouble. They've got names for Kamala Harris, so you wouldn't believe the names they've come up with, but I'm not going to say it on the air. But I'm telling you, America's not going to accept her as a vice president, let alone someone who will jump right to the top of the throne and be president within a year of Biden falling apart. Everybody knows whoever's the VP for Biden is almost guaranteed to be the next president. Everybody knows that. No one's going to accept her. She had sex, literally, to work her way into politics and work her way up and make it to the top. Screwed her way to the top. There's no other way to say it. She was 30 years old. She had sex with Willie Brown, who was 60, the most powerful politician in the state of California. Again, I'm a libertarian. I don't care. But what she did was she got state jobs from that, state commissions, and she made a freaking fortune, $400,000. Why do you think Willie Brown has said repeatedly, publicly, that she should politely decline if asked to be Biden's VP? Why do you think he's saying that? He's scared of what's going to come out. They're going to get themselves in trouble. You can't give away state jobs that pay $100,000 a year to someone you're boffing. You can't do that. That's not allowed. Can you imagine if Trump did it? Can you imagine if a Republican did it? Come on. It's ridiculous. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Cornerstone Asset Metals. You know what gold and silver have done, the run they've been on since January, and it's going to continue. Everyone I know, the smartest guy I know is Kip Herridge, right? He's been on the show so many times to tell you that gold and silver are just in the beginnings of a magical period. Magical period. And the reason why is the world has to spend so much money. Has to spend so much money to keep this from being a Great Depression, because you knocked everybody out of their jobs. That was so stupid, to knock everybody out of their jobs and to close businesses and close restaurants. It was just so stupid. So now there's no tax revenue. So now there's nothing going on. And now everyone's unemployed. Now you're spending the most as a government in history on unemployed people and people living in poverty and misery and malaise. So governments have got to print money, and print money like they've never even thought of printing astronomical amounts of money all over the world, including the United States, including China. They've all got to print to save the United States of America and to save China and to save, you know, each of these countries to save themselves. Europe has to print to save itself. Brazil has to print to save itself. Argentina has to print to save itself. They all do. Russia does. And so what's going to happen is there's going to be massive inflation. Massive inflation. When there's massive inflation, gold and silver go up. And interest rates are zero, basically. And they're going to stay that way for years to come. And as long as interest rates are zero, gold goes up. So gold and silver. So you want to buy gold and silver, you have to protect your income, you have to protect your assets, you have to protect your retirement. Buy it with Cornerstone Asset Metals. So many of my friends called me in the last 2 weeks, not even fans of the show, friends called me and said, Wayne, where do I buy my gold? And I gave them the name of the CEO at Cornerstone Asset Metals, and they called and said, Wayne Root sent me, and he's a great friend of mine, and a couple of them bought over $100,000 worth of gold and silver. And this is just the beginning of a massive gold and silver bull run. No promises in life, no guarantees, but to me it looks like the greatest ever. And I own a ton of gold and silver, and I always will, because God forbid the dollar goes down to almost zero or zero. I always want to be prepared. And, you know, the dollar could go to zero, dollar could go down 800%, and gold would go up 800%, and you'd hang in there. You'd be okay while the rest of the world is starving. And you could roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k right now into a precious metals IRA, and you could do it for free. No cost. Open a precious metals retirement account, no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. For more information or to register or to do, just do it, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Do it, 888-8-GOLD-NOW, or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com, CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. Trump insists most school districts can reopen safely. You have to understand the stats. I'll read you some when we get back. And we'll take calls when we get back, too. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. The stats are that the odds of dying for a kid are almost zero, and the odds of drowning are higher than dying from COVID. You know, getting hit by lightning is, I think, higher than dying from COVID for a kid under the age of 21. They can get COVID. Lots of kids get the flu. Flu goes around and kids play with each other. This is the biggest scam in world history. Not COVID. It's real. The reaction to it is insanity. You can't not send kids to school. Kids are going to be so much more unhealthy or more likely to die from getting in trouble while they're not in school. We'll take calls when we get back. 833-WAR-TALK.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is touting the economic recovery amid the coronavirus crisis.
We have the strongest economy, performing economy in the world. We're up I think it's $9 trillion since March, $9 trillion in value. That's a number that nobody's ever heard of before.
California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris says she's ready to get to work.
And Joe, I'm so proud to stand with you. And I do so mindful of all the heroic and ambitious women before me.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, Joe Biden, officially introducing his running mate during a joint appearance in Wilmington, Delaware. Harris has been in the Senate since 2017 and is formerly the Attorney General for the state of California. The Dow closed up 290 points on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight and increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
sheltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I keep telling you the signs. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I keep telling you the signs are everywhere that Trump's going to win and he's going to win big. Sign number one is everybody's buying guns. There are no guns left. There are no bullets left. Try and get one. I dare you. You can't find a gun. You can't find a bullet unless you're connected. Wayne Root can find a gun or a bullet, but it took me 2 months for the guy to track down the gun I wanted because there are none being, there are none out there, none offered for sale, and none being manufactured. There's just nothing. They can't keep up with the demand. They're months behind. There's no guns. There's no bullets. Those were all Republicans. Those were all people that maybe never in their lives thought about this. Now they're going to vote for Trump because they know a civil war is coming. They know a revolution is coming. They know liberals have lost their mind. Another sign, everybody's leaving the cities for the suburbs and everybody's leaving New York. Now you see what liberalism gets you. Here's a headline in the New York Post. Oh, let me first give a phone number out. We love to take calls in this half hour. I took no guests on purpose so I could take your calls, especially if you're from New York. Tell me what you see. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, 833-927-8255, toll free anywhere in the United States. Let me mention the sponsor. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Boomer Naturals, and I know, you know, none of you like masks. I hate masks. I can't stand masks. I'm not anti-mask. I personally don't like wearing it. I don't like the way it looks on people. It takes away our individuality. It makes us look like we're, instead of Las Vegas, we're Las Saudi Arabia. I can't stand it. Anything about it destroys our individuality, destroys our personality, destroys your ability to sell. But forget all that. I'm not really anti-mask. If you could prove to me it helped, I'd wear it. You are lying. You're holding back that the New England Journal of Medicine says masks don't work. That the CBO said masks don't work. And not CBO, but CDC said masks don't work. The WHO said masks don't work. Lots of doctors are out there saying masks don't work. And you're trying to limit our ability to see it. You're censoring us. It's not right. You don't want both sides to get their views out. Just like you're censoring conservatives and about Trump. You only want one view to get out. That's called burning books. That's called censorship. That's called Nazism. That's called East Germany gulags. The Stasi of East Germany, their secret police. The KGB of the Soviet Union. Having said all that, Wayne Root wound up finding you a great sponsor who sells great face coverings because it's the law. Now, I wouldn't wear them if it wasn't mandated, but if it's mandated, I have no choice. I want to get into my bank. I want to get into my stores. You know, my money's in my bank. I can't go to either of my banks. Either one of them will not let me in without a mask. Can't even get your own money. So now I wear a mask when I walk in the bank. No big deal. I wear it for 5 minutes and I walk out. And so it's always a Boomer face mask. Boomer Naturals. Boomer Naturals. Go to their website, boomernaturals.com, and use the promo code WARRADIO20 to get 20% off every order. WARRADIO20 for Wayne Allyn Root. Promo code WARRADIO20. Remember, I'm with you. I hate masks, but you got to wear them. You might as well wear one that supports conservative talk radio. You might as well wear one that's friends of this show and loves Wayne Root. You might as well wear one that donates one mask for every order, one face covering for every face covering ordered to charities to help Americans in need. And you might as well wear one that only costs 30 cents a day, so affordable, and wear one that's always in stock and ships to you fast, takes care of adults and children. And you might as well wear one that's highly protected with nano silver technology and allows you to breathe and doesn't hurt your skin and allows people to understand you. BoomerNaturals.com, BoomerNaturals.com, promo code WARRADIO20. Let me read this article, then we'll get to Amy in New York, because I want to hear about New York. A mad rush for the exits as New York City goes down the tubes. It's not just a few Upper West Siders who are fleeing New York. Moving companies say they're swamped with calls from residents looking to ditch the city, even though the COVID crisis has waned. One likely reason, the virus was the last straw. New Yorkers are fed up with the shootings, the lootings, the homelessness on the streets, the lousy schools, the sky-high taxes, the sheer obliviousness of politicians like Mayor Bill de Blasio and Governor Andrew Cuomo. On Sunday, the Post, this is the New York Post, highlighted families who've given up on the Upper West Side now teeming with junkies, the homeless, convicts. They didn't even mention pedophiles. People that rape little children are living next to schools. They're putting them up in hotels. Homeless pedophiles. And they're all moving to greener pastures than the Gotham City. Meanwhile, Fox Business reports movie companies are seeing a surge in citywide business. And while many of those fleeing may come from Manhattan, the trend is not confined to the Upper West Side. It's been insanely busy, says Roadway Moving President Ross Zafir. For the last 3 months, we couldn't keep up with the demand. Oz Moving says the number of relocations continues to rise at a substantial rate. It was booked to capacity early this year, more than any of the previous 27 years in business. United Van Line cites a whopping 95% spike year over year in interest in moving out of Manhattan between May and July. This is Manhattan. Forget about Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens. Who'd want to live there? All these cool hipsters that thought Brooklyn was great. Oh, my God. Can you imagine being stuck in a tiny studio apartment in the middle of freezing cold Brooklyn, and when you walk out the door, there's 20 gangbangers ready to mug you, carjack you, steal everything you've got, kill your kid, rape your kid. COVID germs everywhere because you're on a subway jammed in with other strangers. And everybody eats unhealthy in New York. That's why they all die. That's the reason. It's the subway and it's the food. They all eat junk food. How do I know? I was born there. I was raised there. I spent 27 years there. I went to college at Columbia University in the upper area of Manhattan called Spanish Harlem. I see the eating habits of New Yorkers. That's why they're all fat. They're all obese. That's why they're dying. This is a disease of obesity. And it's a disease of people riding subways. Everybody's running for New York. The crime wave. Number of shootings has doubled since last year. Every crime is up. City and state officials have fueled crime. Setting inmates in jails and prisons free. Handcuffing cops. Prosecutors declining to prosecute judges, letting suspects walk. Last month, Bronx criminal court judge Janine Johnson released an illegal immigrant rape suspect on no bail. Last year, she let a convicted killer and reputed gangbanger walk out bail-free after a gun bust. Quality of life has plunged. Even the owner of the West Side Hotel, the owner of an upper West Side hotel, the city's now using to house homeless derelicts, has put his nearby mansion up for sale. Lousy schools, even worse classes, provide yet another reason for folks to skedaddle. Worse online classes. Ditto for high taxes, which de Blasio and fellow Democrats in the legislature are itching to raise even more. And this began before the pandemic. Data last year, based on the 2018 census, showed the metro area was tops in net population loss, with 277 people leaving on average every day, twice the rate of 2017. Do you want to bet what it is now? How about 5,000 a day? New York City's finished, done, kaput, forever. It will never come back. Not with those taxes. Not with the disease. Not with the threat of COVID. And not with the looting. And not with the rioting. And not with the toppling of statues. No one's ever coming back to your crappy crap hole of a city. Never. And it's all because of liberalism. Let's take Amy in New York. Amy, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Okay. Yeah, I'm on the Upper East Side. You're absolutely right. When you have these two idiot Democrats, Cuomo and de Blasio, running this New York City, it's bad. But I just want to say about Kamala Harris, please.
Sure.
Trump has to put out five black women, Republican women, Hispanic women, and attack her every day for the next 3 months. He can't look too attacking her because they're going to call us racist anyway. And she's got to get the treatment of Sarah Palin. I'm sick and tired of these weak-kneed Republicans, petrified of Democrats and CNN. The way they treated Sarah Palin for 3 years during 2008 and then 3-4 years after, David Letterman calling her an idiot, attacking her family. Kamala Harris' family has to be attacked. It's fair game. No matter what.
All right, so let me ask you some New York questions, Amy. I've got to ask you New York questions. I've got a New Yorker on the line, so I'm excited here. So you're Upper East Side, and by the way, I was 4 years at Columbia University, and then I lived in an apartment in the city for a couple years after that, and then I got very lucky of friends. One of my Columbia classmates went away for the summer, and his father went away for the summer. They asked me to watch his home, and guess where his home was? East 63rd Street. It's now worth a $100 million mansion that used to be the penthouse mansion across from Central Park, and I had it for the summer. And so I know Manhattan very well. So my question for you is everybody still a raving liberal Democrat, or do you think finally people are seeing the light and changing their mind about Trump and politics and Republican Party, Democrat Party? Has anything changed?
Yeah, I think we're so fed up. I'm on 72nd Street and in the East Side, by the way. I think things are changing. I think there's a silent minority of us conservatives or majority, but we have to get out there, and they've got to start attacking Joe Biden. Trump's not running a great campaign. I love him, but his campaign is not that great. He's given Joe Biden a pass. There's got to be four or five people every day, black women on TV, attacking Trump and attacking Kamala Harris. She's got so much baggage with her. Defund the police, open borders.
Amy, they're going to attack. Trust me. Trust me. We're going to attack with everything we got. Trump's the only guy who doesn't care. Who doesn't care if he attacks a woman who happens to be black and they'll call him a racist? Who cares? You know what I saw yesterday? A woman got attacked for being anti-Semitic. I'm Jewish. And they attacked her for being anti-Semitic as a Republican running for Congress in, I think it was North Carolina, I think, and she just beat the establishment candidate who's like a brain surgeon and endorsed by every Republican in D.C., and they called her, it was Georgia, it was the suburbs of Atlanta, and they called her, you know, a white extremist and a racist and KKK, and she hates Jews. Why? Because she called that George Soros as hating America. That means she hates Jews? And you know, guess what? She won by a landslide. Big winner. Big upset. She's going to be a United States congressperson. We need to speak out. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare is programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and ship to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. more proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior. Let me give you an example of the fraud in the media. The biggest fraud in the media is when the media says Trump is responsible for all the deaths. Now, how come all the deaths for COVID have all come in Democrat states? Here's a great article by the former Lieutenant Governor of New York. When George Pataki was the governor of New York for three terms, Republican governor, friends of my father the butcher, who was one of the leaders of the Conservative Party and helped elect George Pataki, and I remember George from my childhood days when he was a state assemblyman or a state senator in Westchester County, and wound up becoming a three-term governor, and she was his lieutenant governor. Betsy, I don't know how you pronounce her last name. It's spelled like McCaukey. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it, but here's the article in the New York Post today. It's hard to know what's worse, the dying or the lying. More than 32,000 New Yorkers have died from coronavirus, a toll higher than any other state. I would argue it's higher than all the other states combined. New York State ranks second to the worst out of all 50 states in deaths per million residents. Only New Jersey did worse. Deaths per million, 1,689 in New York per million, 1,797 in New Jersey. You wouldn't know it listening to Governor Andrew Cuomo, who brags that his administration tamed the beast, or the media that praise him and chide states with much, much lower death rates. They love to attack Florida. Florida has 408 deaths per million. New York has 1,689. Cuomo's doing everything he can to cover up the errors. He's stonewalling bipartisan efforts in Albany to investigate the deaths of thousands of elderly in nursing homes ravaged by the virus. Legislators need to persevere and, in fact, broaden their investigation to include the poor performance of many hospitals in the state. On March 2nd, one day after the first coronavirus case in New York was disclosed, Cuomo told New Yorkers not to worry. We have the best health care on the planet. That's a whopper. patients treated for COVID in hospitals here, New York, died at more than twice the national average. California has had more cases of coronavirus than New York, but less than a third as many deaths. The press rarely puts the numbers in perspective, talking about positive cases but not fatality rates, increases but not totals. Looking at deaths per million shows the biggest impact. The biggest failure was the Northeast United States. New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Florida, the target of any number of alarmist headlines, is down at 408 per million residents. But Governor Ron DeSantis is a Republican and unlucky enough to not have a brother who's a CNN anchor. Cuomo is praised even after he and the Department of Health spent years stripping your city's outer boroughs of sufficient hospital beds and equipment. There are 5 hospital beds for every 1,000 residents in Manhattan, but only 1.8 beds for every 1,000 Queens and Brooklyn residents. The result, when the pandemic struck, those hospitals were overwhelmed. The death rate for COVID patients at Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan was 17%. At Coney Island Hospital, 41% of the patients died. You might as well be a third world country. New York stacks up even worse in protecting elderly nursing home residents. Florida and Texas, both more populous states, have had only 1/4 of the number of nursing home fatalities. Numbers don't lie. New York didn't crush the coronavirus. The virus took thousands of New York lives needlessly because of the Cuomo administration's mistakes. And all they talk about is Trump. It's just amazing. So here's the amount of deaths. So I think the biggest scandal, the other day I just saw, let me just see if I can find South Dakota. Okay, got it. So the other day I saw a headline in some liberal publication that South Dakota is now number 2 in the country in the amount of people that are testing positive for coronavirus. And number 1, I don't believe that for a second. I think that's a massive lie. But number 2, let's assume it's true. Because I know South Dakota is one of the few states that never closed the economy, never locked down the people. Let's assume it's true. But how many people are dying? Almost nobody. 147 people have died in South Dakota. 33,000 almost in New York. And 137 in South Dakota. How about the percentages? In New York, 1,689. So let's just call it 1,700 people for every million died in New York. In South Dakota, 166 per million. Right at the bottom of our country, in the best numbers for fatalities, mortality rate in the United States. Utah is also fantastic. Nevada, where I live, pretty darn low. Texas, pretty darn low. Florida, pretty darn low. Arizona, not bad. The worst in the country, New Jersey. Second worst, New York, all Democrat. Third worst, Massachusetts, all Democrat. Fourth, Connecticut, all Democrat. Fifth, Rhode Island, all Democrat. It's unbelievable. All the people died in Democrat deep blue states. And in Republican states, the death rate's very low. So what if people are getting it or test positive? They're not dying. They're getting the flu. Let me mention Cornerstone Asset Metals. Did I mention Cornerstone Asset Metals? I did at the beginning of this segment, didn't I? Yes, I did. I did. Of course I did. I don't need to mention them again. So I'm good. I mentioned all my advertisers who I take such good care of. Well, I just want to find one more article here because it was a great article about COVID and the fact that in Kansas, they totally scammed the people. Scammed the people. Here it is. Kansas doctored data to justify mask mandates. You don't think this is going on in Nevada and everywhere else? You don't think they're all lying? The leading medical expert in Kansas doctored the data to make sure you wear your mask, to make it seem much worse than it really was. I'll lead off the show tomorrow with this story. No time tonight. There's lots of stories that prove that COVID is one big, gigantic... Well, COVID's real. It's the flu, and it's a bad flu, and it's highly contagious flu, and it kills old people. But the response to it by the media and by government bureaucrats and by the deep state and by the D.C. swamp and by Democrat politicians is a scam. This will go down in history as the worst overreaction and the worst fraud in the history of America. Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great night. All the cops out there, be safe. We love you.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.